Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A lot of people ask me about pothole damage to their cars. They're driving along and you hit a pothole. Can you go after whoever's responsible for that road and make them pay for the damage to your car? And in Michigan and in many states, there's a possibility of recovering damages, but it's so difficult that it's almost impossible to do. And it's almost not even worth your time unless there was some other serious thing that happened, like some kind of personal injury or something. But here's a story that Brian sent me. He said, Steve, check this out. It's a pothole story, but it's about a jogger, a guy running along who stepped in a pothole, got injured, and the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan just settled with him and paid him $15,000, in essence, for the injury caused to him by the pothole. So MLive ran the story. Ryan Stanton wrote it. Ann Arbor, home of the University of Michigan, has agreed to a $15,000 payout after a man said he injured his ankle by stepping in a pothole while running on a city street. The city council approved the settlement to resolve the injury claim brought against the city by the man, stemming from an incident back in October on a street called Brooks in the Water Hill neighborhood northwest of downtown. Due to a lack of sidewalks there, the man said he was jogging in the roadway. And because the city hadn't cleared the street, he couldn't see there was a pothole covered in leaves. So this is in October. They're not saying it was obscured by snow. He's saying it was obscured by leaves. And I've actually heard of various cases where they discuss whether or not you should be able to see something that you're about to step onto or into. And one of the questions is it obscured? And if so, by what? So you see leaves on the street. How safe do you feel stepping onto them, knowing that the surface underneath them might not be level? However, if it's snow or ice, how does that make you feel? And so these questions actually do get discussed if the case goes to court. But he says that there were leaves on the street and he couldn't see the pothole. He said regarding his ankle injury that right now it's mostly better, but he had to undergo physical therapy. Now, the city disputes the claim and they dispute the liability for it. But with the parties desiring to settle the matter, the city agreed to the payout without an admission of liability in exchange for a release of all claims against the city. And that all came out publicly because the city council had to approve this. It got approved by resolution, and they did not do anything to keep it quiet. Now, a lot of lawsuits settle this way. It's not uncommon that someone will say, we did absolutely nothing wrong. You need to sign a statement that says that, and then we'll pay you a big pile of money. And most people go, wait, what? Can I get money for doing nothing wrong? Or for having somebody do nothing wrong to me? So the city attorney said the issue was a hole or uneven surface toward the curb, not a pothole in the middle of the street as someone might normally think of a pothole out driving. Now, interestingly, this is not the first time this has happened. It's the second time, at least, that we know of. The city settled a similar claim for $24,000. Last August, $24,500, when a woman was injured stepping in a pothole on Sunset Road. The city's planning to undertake a project this year to resurface Brooks and add sidewalks, where right now there are none. The man who is out running argues that Ann Arbor could be doing a better job of taking care of its streets. He said, we live in a rich community, and the fact that the streets are falling apart, it's not a good thing. For those of you who don't know, Ann Arbor is the home of the University of Michigan. And it, of course, because of that, attracts a lot of different kinds of people. So there are students who are going to the school there who live in Ann Arbor. But there's also a lot of people who work at the school who live in Ann Arbor. And then there's also a lot of businesses in that community that are high tech and employ a lot of highly educated people. And so I think if you were to look at the demographics of the area, I think the property values are above average. I also think that the income of the average person in that town is probably above average also. So the city's last pavement ratings showed nearly 40% of the streets are in poor or failing condition. 40% of the neighborhood streets are in poor or failing condition. The city plans to do more street repairs than usual in the next few years with $15 million from one-time road bonds, but the city's projections show the average pavement rating of neighborhood streets on a 10-point scale is only expected to go from a 4.5 to a 5.5 over the next decade. So they're going to pour in the $15 million and expect to improve their roads from 4.5 to 5.5 on a scale of 10. The city's goal is to have 45% of their streets rated good or better, which is 6 to 10 on that same 10-point scale, but that's over the next few years. City officials have yet to seriously discuss asking voters to increase the city's street millage to more aggressively ramp up repairs to meet community aspirations for better streets. But they say it's something that they could be considered. It's something that could be considered in a few years when the millage is up for renewal. In the meantime, they're watching to see if the state increases road funding. Filling the many gaps in the city's sidewalk network also is challenging with limited funding. At the pace the city is going right now, it could take over a century to fill them all and have a complete sidewalk network. Ann Arbor still has 142 miles of sidewalk gaps. Since 2013, the city has filled about 13 miles, with another 1.3 miles planned for 2023, according to the city's sidewalk gap dashboard. And I don't know about that. I don't know necessarily that you have to have sidewalks everywhere. There are some neighborhoods without sidewalks that seem perfectly appropriate to me. But, of course, then you need to keep the streets in better condition because people will be walking along the edges of those streets. Asked at a recent Transportation Commission meeting about adding sidewalks on Geddes Road, where there are none, city engineers said doing so could use 3 years of sidewalk gap funding on just that one project. Cost is going to be a huge challenge that we're going to have to overcome, and that's kind of the theme for several other large sidewalk gaps around the city, he said. City Council will decide in May how much money to put towards streets and sidewalks when it adopts the next budget. The city's Transportation Commission is asking council to put more funding toward pedestrian and biking infrastructure by changing its funding formula that puts only 5% of the city's Act 51 road funds from the state toward alternative transportation. The commission is calling for a new 80-20 funding split with 80% for motorized transportation and 20% for non-motorized. I remember looking into the bit about your car getting damaged. A friend of mine bought a car. He had it for a couple days, was driving down the road one day, and he sees a crew painting a bridge over the road. And he thinks nothing of it until he gets where he's going. He sees paint on his car that clearly had splashed down from the painters. And he went through the process of filing the claim with the state, and they just denied it. And the question then becomes, do you want to file a lawsuit over this paint that dripped on your car? And he decided not to because the amount of money involved wouldn't have made it worth chasing. And I know that when it comes to actual defects in the roadway, potholes, you have to be able to, in Michigan, show that the pothole is there and that it has been there long enough that both the entity that oversees that roadway has been notified of it or should have become aware of it because it's been there for so long and has failed to repair it. And I'm not sure if there's actual timelines given in the law other than whatever the time necessary would be to make the repair. So if you can show the pothole formed yesterday and they're notified of it today and you hit it this afternoon, you aren't getting any money. And the law is designed to basically put the state, county, city, whatever it might be, who's in charge of that particular piece of road, to put them in a position where when they get notified of a pothole, they will fix it within a reasonable amount of time. And I have seen some potholes that are just hellacious. And in my old neighborhood where I did a lot of running, I would run down to the end of my street and then hang a right on this one street. And because I want to run against traffic, as soon as I could, I'd get the other side of the road and run down that side of the road. And that one stretch of road, the first half mile out of my subdivision, had potholes that were this big around, and it was asphalt, and it came out in chunks. A big chunk of asphalt like that would come out, and you'd see a hole, and then the insides of the pothole would be over here. So on a couple occasions, I actually went over and said, oh, it's like, you know, a round peg, round hole. I'd pick it up, put it back in the hole. Problem is, somebody else would go by in a car and pop it back out again. And once in a while, they'd send a patching crew out, but they were not jumping on top of these, but it was also not a extremely high trafficked road. So that's one of the problems, I'm pretty certain. But what surprises me about this is that we don't know how big the pothole was, okay? But the guy is saying the pothole was obscured by leaves. And most people expect that whoever's in charge of road maintenance will plow the roads of snow when it snows enough to require plowing. They'll salt the roads when icing conditions and so on might be possible. And of course, they'll clear the roads of other debris as necessary. But I've seen streets before where there's just, you know, depending on where you live in America, you might not be aware of this, but there were towns in the Midwest, where I grew up, for instance, where there was a residential street and these gigantic elm trees had been there for hundreds of years, and the people who built the homes there had worked around them so that the trees were still there. Now, as I was growing up, Dutch elm disease hit the neighborhood and took out almost every single one of those trees. But for a time, there was houses on a street with these gigantic trees. And in the fall, we'd go out and rake, my brothers and my dad and I, we'd go out and rake and literally bag hundreds and hundreds of bags of leaves. And I remember that. And of course, the leaves don't all fall in your yard. They'd often fall in the street. Now, the street we lived on, the way it was constructed, it didn't get a lot of potholes. But you wonder about that. There are neighborhoods like that still in Ann Arbor that have curbs. And the big elm trees, because a friend of mine, a couple I know in Ann Arbor really, really well, live on a street like this. No sidewalk. And the big trees. And I guarantee you that that street is covered in leaves several days a year. And does the city go in and swiftly remove those leaves from the street? I don't know how swiftly they do it, but apparently if they don't and someone steps in a pothole, it might cost them $15,000 or $24,500 the previous time. So it's an interesting story. I'm not sure how likely this would be to happen in another city. So in other words, if this happened, like say in Detroit, if you were trying to sue the city of Detroit dealing with their law department, I'm not sure you'd get this result. I'm not sure. So it's going to depend wildly upon where you are. But here in Michigan, at least Ann Arbor, we know of, has paid for 2 pothole injuries from people stepping in the potholes because the sidewalks weren't there. So Brian, thanks for sending it. Ryan Stanton wrote it for MLive. Ann Arbor jogger injured by pothole gets $15,000 in settlement. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Does anyone else think it's wrong that only one company makes the game Monopoly?